Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Carrie Donahue, in for Rebecca Ibarra. It's Thursday, May 12th, and we're bringing you real-time news, fresh like live radio, and on-demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest.
The House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection has taken a rare step and subpoenaed five of its fellow representatives, all Republicans, all closely aligned with Donald Trump, and all who've refused to testify voluntarily. On the list, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who recently was exposed via leaked audio as having said he thought Trump should resign over his role in the riots.
In an interview with the Financial Times, billionaire CEO Elon Musk praised Chinese workers and dissed American ones in the same breath. Take a listen.
There's a lot of super talented, hardworking people in China that are strongly believe in manufacturing. They won't just be burning the midnight oil, they'll be burning the 3 a.m. oil. So they won't even leave the factory type of thing. Whereas in America, people are trying to avoid going to work at all.
Hey, Elon, your privilege is showing. I've got two words for you. Workers' rights.
Federal prosecutors are investigating how 15 boxes of documents, including some classified ones, ended up at Mar-a-Lago after Donald Trump left the White House. The New York Times says a grand jury has subpoenaed the National Archives for the records in question. However, the Times also notes cases involving classified documents rarely lead to criminal charges.
It's not every day we get an unprecedented glimpse into our universe. Astronomers announced today they've peeked into the center of our Milky Way galaxy and captured the first picture of its supermassive black hole, known as Sagittarius A. The Event Horizon Telescope was able to capture the image, which looks like an orange glow around a dark black circle. Scientists call this black hole our gentle giant.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop recently announced the most objectively ridiculous product we've ever heard of, a pack of $120 disposable jewel-encrusted diapers made of virgin alpaca wool. And as you might imagine, people practically wet themselves on social media. But plot twist, a few hours later, Goop said it was a spoof meant to question the idea of taxing diaper sales, like they're some sort of luxury good. But if it was such a joke, why did I buy 10 packs of these? Are you listening to us on Facebook? Well, Facebook is getting rid of all podcasts, including this one, next month, and we don't want to lose you. So why don't you take a minute right now to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app. It's super easy, and we thank you so much. Coming up, Dave and Rebecca try to sort fact from fiction as they play Two Headlines and a Lie.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Envoy, Tandem, and Miro. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone.
California Governor Gavin Newsom plans to make his state a safe haven. First, he'll offer tax breaks to businesses in states with anti-abortion and anti-LGBTQ laws to relocate to California. He also plans to add $60 million to the budget to help people from other states seeking abortions. The Democratic governor said in a statement that he'll fight like hell to protect fundamental rights for all women, not just those in California.
Meta no longer wants its own oversight board to help decide policy on content moderation related to Russia's war in Ukraine. The oversight board says it's disappointed the request from Meta was withdrawn since it raises important issues. Meta cited security concerns as its reason for the 180, but this move illustrates the limitations of the oversight board's power over Facebook. In the end, Meta calls the shots.
The Condiment King is teaming up with a sustainable packaging company as part of its goal to have a product line that's 100% recyclable, reusable, or compostable by 2025. Its iconic glass bottles are already recyclable, but they're heavy and require more fuel to ship.
Some big changes are coming to Airbnb. For starters, you can now book and stay in two different houses during the same trip. The new feature is called Split Stays and is in response to the rise in long-term bookings. Airbnb also announced nearly 60 new categories to search for homes. You can now filter them by style and distance from certain activities.
Naomi Osaka is starting her own sports agency. The tennis superstar will not renew an expired contract with her former reps at IMG. Instead, she's launching Evolve, spelled in all caps. 24-year-old Osaka told Sportico that this is a natural next step in her evolution as a Grand Slam champion slash businesswoman.
It is time for our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie. Our friends over at Morning Brew, the daily newsletter, play this game every Thursday.
And of course, Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew is here again to play with us. So Maddie, can you remind our listeners how this game works?
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them are going to seem like they're real, but one is faker than your Memorial Day cabin trip that still hasn't been planned.
Oh.
So, Dave and Rebecca, as always, you're going to guess which headline you think is the lie.
Dave, we have played this game 7 times so far, and I have won, let me check, every time. So, I'm basically undefeated. You are super defeated, and yep. I'm rooting for you, bud.
Yeah, I'm whimpering inside.
I'm really rooting for you this time, Dave. At this point, it's just sad. Okay, so headline A. Dolly Parton and Doja Cat team up with Taco Bell for Mexican Pizza the Musical. Headline B, man accused of killing his wife wins GOP primary from jail. And headline C, one lawyer's 10-year battle to make Santa much shorter.
Wow.
What? I don't know what it means to make Santa shorter. How tall is Santa? Do we know how tall Santa is? I'm going to say like maybe that's real because that's so weird.
It's such a specific gripe,
yeah,
that it has to be real.
Right. And then the other one, headline B, a GOP candidate winning from jail. That also just sounds, again, that sounds plausible to me. And then the first one, I think that one feels fake to me.
Yeah,
because I can't imagine Dolly Parton feeling like, you know what, I need money, so I'm going to do this thing with Taco Bell.
I think that one's fake.
I want to choose something for the sake of being different, but I also think that one is fake too.
Be the Thelma to my Louise, Dave. Let's do this.
All right, let's do it, Rebecca. Let's go all in on Dolly Parton.
Unfortunately, Rebecca, joining Dave means that you got it wrong because the faker...
What?
Eat it, Rebecca!
There is no lawyer trying to make Santa shorter.
Are you sure you've looked, Maddie? There might be. There might
right.
be somewhere out there.
Damn.
Rebecca, wow. What does it feel like to lose now that you finally lost your first two headlines
in a row? I don't like it. I do not. This doesn't sit well in my stomach. Wow. Tell us about the real headlines, Maddie.
So Dolly Parton and Doja Cat are actually teaming up with Taco Bell to make Mexican Pizza the Musical.
Ridiculous.
Taco Bell recently announced that it will be bringing its Mexican pizza back to the menu after fans campaigned online for its return. And Doja Cat got involved and she created a TikTok jingle about the dish.
Yeah, I got beans. I need meat. I need a shell with the sauce and cheese. If you head, if you cross me, we about to throw hands.
I love it. This is the best. It's one of the best songs written in recent times.
That's a banger.
It's a banger. I love it.
I find it really funny that Dolly Parton resisted joining the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a while, but she's like doing a Taco Bell ad for Mexican pizza. I am all for it. So.
You know, first and foremost, Dolly Parton is a businesswoman. Okay.
Absolutely. So what about that other story?
Okay. And then the second headline. An Indiana man who admitted to killing his wife did win a local GOP primary election while in jail. The two got into a dispute and he hit her over the head with a concrete flower pot, killing her.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
If he's not convicted by November, Andrew Wilhoit will appear on the ballot for one of three seats on the Clinton Township Board.
I hate this one.
That's awful.
I feel like our producer needs to play us out with the Doja Cat jingle in order to cleanse our palates. So
Mexican pizza is the pizza.
Be sure to subscribe to Morning Brew and listen to The Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another Two Headlines and a Lie.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play the Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Carrie Donahue.
And I'm Dave Smith. Talk to you soon.